Hour number two of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. At the beginning of the show, we mentioned that we are 3 weeks away from the beginning of the Ohio State football season. Buckeyes will begin play 3 weeks from today against the Indiana Hoosiers. Bizarre because they're starting out against a conference opponent, and even more bizarre that they're starting out on a Thursday. But Buckeye camp is very, very busy, and here to tell us more about what's going on with the Ohio State Buckeyes is Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV down in Columbus. Dunny, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing very good, Bull. How are you doing this afternoon?
So far, so good, my friend, but it's still pretty early. Hey, I want to start with something, I think. Going back to our days at Bowling Green, you and I knew Coach Greg Studrawa, although we never knew him as Studrawa. We just knew him as simply Stud. Yeah. See, and Stud was one of those dudes that when you walk by him, you think, man, if you were to look up football coach in a dictionary, you'd probably see a picture of somebody that looks exactly like Coach Stud.
Absolutely.
And, of course, the expectations for the offensive line you would hope would be a little bit higher this year than they were last year. Based on what you've seen so far from that unit this season, are they vastly improved? And is there any chance that we could see some true freshmen start along that offensive front?
Yes, on both accounts. They have definitely improved and will continue to improve. They return three starters to the offensive line. They do lose Pat Elflein, who got drafted by the Minnesota Vikings and is competing for the center spot up there. They're moving Billy Price from guard into center, which is what they did with Elflein the year before. DeMarco Jones is still at left tackle and will be a big help out there. And Isaiah Prince is at right tackle. Isaiah Prince wasn't happy with how he played last year at all, and his confidence was down a lot. And he talked to us on Monday, and he said that his confidence is vastly improved thanks to just watching video and seeing what he's been doing wrong and being able to fix those mistakes, and his teammates coming along to help him out. He's definitely been feeling really a lot better since last year, since the Fiesta Bowl loss to Clemson. And I would look for him to have a big season. You also have Michael Jordan, who started last year, or who started some games at guard. There could be some centers at right guard, because right now they don't have a starting right guard at this moment. So there could be some freshmen moving in there.
And if you look at that entire unit, do you think that's really the one unit that really could stand to improve the most from a season ago, given the fact that they really tried to bulk up at that particular position in the offseason?
I would say they're in wide receiver. Those are the two big areas of concern that were going into the season last year and continue to be a concern coming into the season this year, is the offensive line and how they would not just run block. Because run blocks are good. Pass blocking is where I thought they could have done a better job. And the wide receivers, they just need better play out of them. You have Paris Campbell returning, but there's a lot of guys that need to step up, like a Johnny Dixon, like a Jalen Harris from Cleveland Heights. He's coming in as a freshman. Trayvon Grimes, he's coming in as a freshman. Austin Mack, he's a sophomore from Fort Wayne. So some of these young guys need to step in right away and need to prove and say, hey, I can make this team. I can be a starter.
Hey, Sean, earlier this week it was announced that Michael Hill was going to be suspended for the opener against IU. How's that going to affect the defensive line? Because he was a pretty consistent starter for the Buckeyes last year.
Absolutely. He was definitely a consistent starter. He couldn't miss more than the opener. All Coach Meyer said to the media on Monday in his press conference was he has been suspended. It is indefinite. He will definitely miss the opener. But as of Monday, he had not decided on how much time he was going to miss. How will it affect the defensive line? Not much. You still have Tracy Sprinkle, who's returning from a season-ending injury a year ago. He got injured in the season opener against Bowling Green. He'll be right there. Draymond Jones, who everybody was very high on at defensive tackle, he'll probably start for Michael Hill for however long he's out. And then you have the defensive end spot, which, I mean, Greg Schiano said over the weekend, this is the best defensive line, and specifically the defensive ends, that he's ever coached. And that's going back to his days at Rutgers and more specifically the National Football League at Tampa Bay.
Obviously sounds pretty good. Of course, a lot of folks up here in Elyria know Tracy Sprinkle very well, as he was a former Pioneer. On the other end in Lorain County, a running back, DeMario McCall. Have you seen anything of him? Does it look like the Buckeyes are going to utilize him this season?
Well, they'll definitely be utilizing DeMario McCall a lot, whether that be at running back or at H-back. I would expect more H-back than running back. Excuse me, as Chopper 10 flies overhead of me as it lands on the pad. DeMario McCall will definitely see a lot of playing time. He came out of nowhere last year. And, I mean, if he doesn't put a smile on your face watching a kid play football with just how quick and athletic he is, he's unbelievable. Look for the ball to get in his hands a lot this season.
Again, we're talking with Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus about some Ohio State football. Buckeyes kick off 3 weeks from today. Dunny, what are your early impressions of quarterback JT Barrett? I mean, he's one of those guys that you take a look at. Very, very rare in college football anymore these days. But I know you guys are only about a week or two into camp here. What are your early impressions of him?
It's JT Barrett. I mean, what you see is what you get. You know what he possesses as far as what he's done the last 2 years. But if he stays healthy this entire year, which I'm expecting him to, he will literally rewrite the record book for Ohio State quarterbacks for sure, and more than likely the Big Ten. I believe he's only 5 or 6 touchdowns away from Drew Brees' Big Ten mark for touchdowns responsible for, which I believe the record is 106, and JT has about around 100 in his career. I mean, JT is very consistent. He knows what he's doing. But the best thing I see out of JT is his leadership. He's not just out there just playing quarterback and throwing the ball around. After his reps, he's turning around and coaching up Joe Burrow. He's coaching up Dwayne Haskins, coaching up Tate Martell, and being a leader just with his position group and also the offense in general. JT Barrett is the leader on this team. Make no doubt about that. He is the leader of the Ohio State Buckeyes.
John, from what you've seen this year, what's it look like is going to lead this team? Is it going to be JT Barrett in that offense or that strong defensive line core in the defense, or could it be balanced well?
It's going to be balanced very well. Urban Meyer has always said, at least on offense, he wants a 50-50 attack. Don't forget about Mike Weber. Mike Weber is coming off a 1,000-yard season or thereabouts. He had a great breakout season as coming in from last year. He will be much improved. Along with J.K. Dobbins, a true freshman who just got, he was the first Buckeye to get his black stripe removed off his helmet. Every Buckeye freshman that comes in gets a black stripe on their helmet to signify they're not an actual full Buckeye yet until you practice like a Buckeye, walk like a Buckeye, talk like a Buckeye. You can do everything the Buckeye way. Once that's proven that you can do that, you get that black stripe removed. It's a big honor, and J.K. Dobbins was the first person to get that stripe removed. He will have an impact at the running back position. If Weber can't go or if he needs a breather, look for J.K. Dobbins to have a pretty good season.
And while we're on that group here, I mean, you had briefly mentioned Mike Weber. I really kind of think he was, to a certain degree, kind of forgotten about last year. I mean, as a redshirt freshman, he ran for over 1,000 yards. How high do you think the ceiling is for him this season?
The ceiling is however high he wants it to be. I think he's going to have a great offensive line to run behind. They'll open up a lot of holes for him. He can shift around. He can move, but he also loves running over people. And I think the sky is the limit for Mike Weber to do what he wants to do and to hit the ground running this season, especially in the first game against Indiana.
And you talked about some of the other names that might actually challenge him for some of those carries. I think that's a really interesting group. And if you look at the track record of Urban Meyer, he typically doesn't have many issues finding running backs. He also doesn't really seem to have any issues finding some playmaking receivers. You mentioned a few of these names a little bit earlier, but I want to bring them back up again. Just some early thoughts and some early observations in your mind on guys like Paris Campbell, Johnny Dixon, and that receiving core.
I think the biggest thing for the receiving corps is they just need experience. They're young again. You have, you know, Paris Campbell, he's going to be splitting time between wide receiver and H-back. He'll be that Curtis Samuel type role that was last year, splitting time with DeMario McCall. But, you know, Johnny Dixon, he's also a senior this year. He needs to step up. He did a great job in the spring game, MVP of the spring game. Which to me is congratulations. You're the MVP of a practice. Let's see what you can do against opponents that are actually trying to hit you and not the ball loose instead of guys that are, you know, playing, but they're not trying to take your head off like a team like an Indiana or an Army or an Oklahoma later on in the season.
Great stuff, Donnie. Well, hey, 3 weeks from today. I'm not sure if it's totally settled in just yet, but we're getting closer and closer to kickoff of the 2017 season. Over the next few weeks, we're certainly going to have you on a weekly basis to give us some updates on what you're seeing and what you're hearing in these practices, but we're still kind of in the early stages of this thing right now. What are just some other observations that just come to the front of your mind here as you've taken a look at these guys over the last couple of weeks? Any big surprises that you've seen so far?
I really like the linebacking core that Ohio State has. You have Chris Worley, who's moving from outside linebacker to the inside to middle linebacker, leading the defense. He's a kid from Glenville High School up in Cleveland. It's an all-Northeast Ohio linebacking core with Dante Booker coming back. He's from Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary. And then Jerome Baker, who took over for Booker last year when he got injured. Baker's from Cleveland Benedictine, was the running back up there, comes in, has a pick six against Oklahoma last year, and from then on he just took off, didn't give the spot back to Booker, and I don't think would have, but now with everybody leaving, with like Raekwon McMillan, that slides in Worley into the middle linebacker. He's, from what we've been told today by head coach, by linebackers coach Davis, that he is exceeding their expectations, and that he's really helped move this defensive playbook along with Worley and his transition from outside linebacker to inside linebacker. So I expect the linebacking corps to be a pleasant surprise for this Buckeye defense.
Outstanding stuff as always, Dunny. We appreciate you joining us to talk some Ohio State football. Again, you can hear the opener in every Ohio State game throughout the year here on AM 930 WEOL. Dunny, thanks for your time as always, my friend. We will do it again next week.
Sounds great, Andy. Talk to you then.
All righty. Again, that's Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus giving us the update on Ohio State football. Buckeyes have been in camp for a couple weeks, and again, they will begin 3 weeks from today. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I will come back after this on AM 930 WEOL.